The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus made the crowds welcome and talked to them about the kingdom of God, and he cured those who were in need of healing. It was late afternoon when the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away, and they can go to the villages and farms round about to find lodgings and food, for we are in a lonely place here." He replied, "Give them something to eat yourselves." But they said, "We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we are to go ourselves and buy food for all these people." For there were about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples, "Get them to sit down in parties of 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing over them. Then he broke them and handed them to his disciples to distribute among the crowd. They all ate as much as they wanted, and when the scraps remaining were collected, they filled 12 baskets. The Gospel of the Lord. So we celebrate today the feast of Corpus Christi, sometimes Corpus Domini, the body of Christ, the body of the Lord. It's that feast which centers on the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. I'm sure you've heard me preach on this theme before. The bread brought up in the offertory procession is not what we receive in Holy Communion. Through the power of Christ in the Mass, the bread is changed into no longer bread, but the Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. So when we receive communion, we receive the reality of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, as the old formula goes, which just means we receive the whole Christ. So it's puzzling then that in the Gospel this year, we get not one of the obvious passages. You'd think that we'd get John chapter 6, you know, that whole discourse about "I am the bread of life." Or we'd get one of those descriptions of the Last Supper, the institution, the founding of the Eucharist that you find in the Synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But we don't get that. Rather, we get this miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, which is puzzling, because it's not obvious. I mean, the link, the Eucharistic link, you know, Christ gives bread to people to eat, and, you know, before he, it's beautiful, isn't it, you know, in the Eucharistic prayers, you get that echo of the line, "He took the bread, blessed it, raising his eyes to heaven, and blessed it." And we get that in this Eucharistic miracle as well. So, yeah, there's a link, but why? Why do we get this passage? It's not obvious. But I think, if we reflect a little on the passage, this gospel passage gives us a chance to think about 2 things. The first is what receiving Christ does to us. And the second is that, following on from that, how then we should receive Christ in the Eucharist. It's fascinating to me that in the gospel we've just read, Jesus, who, remember, is the Word of God, through whom all things were created, doesn't just bring forth bread from nothing. He could have done that. He's God. He walked on water. He rose from the dead. So why not just create bread for the people to eat? Instead, he tells the disciples, give them something to eat yourselves. And the disciples reply, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then the Lord takes the very little that the disciples can offer, and he makes it enough to feed everyone. So the Lord takes all that the disciples can offer, which in itself is inadequate, and makes it into something new that is enough. And that's exactly what happens when we receive Holy Communion. So you think about it, normally when you or I eat something, say, I don't know, a Knickerbocker Glory. So we eat a Knickerbocker Glory. Had one on Friday night, they're fantastic. And what happens is I digest that Knickerbocker Glory, and then the chemicals that make up that Knickerbocker Glory are broken down and become part of me. I don't understand the process, but that's what happens. But that's not what happens when we receive communion. When we receive communion, we receive Christ, who is so much more real than we are. And it's not that Christ gets broken down and becomes a part of us. Rather, we, in receiving him, become a part of Christ. Christ doesn't become a part of inadequate Kevin Douglas. Rather, inadequate Kevin Douglas is assimilated to, brought into communion with Christ. And only in that way do the faltering and usually incompetent efforts of Kevin Douglas ever become enough for those around me. Because Christ uses my inadequacies as the vehicle of his self-communication to others. St. Augustine, who was a deeply sinful man, and so is one of my favorite saints, had some sort of mystical experience in which the Lord spoke to him, and he talks about it in his Confessions, and he said, the Lord speaks to him about the Eucharist, and the Lord says this, Nec tu in me mutabis, sicup cibum carnis tuae, sed tu mutabaris in me. You will not transform me and make me part of you like earthly food. Rather, I will make you into me. And that's what receiving communion does. It unites us to Christ and allows Christ to work in our lives and in our weakness. And only Christ is enough. We are never enough on our own. Only Christ is enough. But for that to happen, and this is the second point, how should we receive communion? In order for Christ to work in us through the Eucharist, we have to be like the disciples in the gospel passage. We have to hand over everything we have and are to Christ. And that's why there are two movements in the Mass. You have the offertory procession comes forward, and then our Lord acts upon the altar, and then he moves down from the altar and returns what has been given to you. that's what the offertory procession is about. It's not what we put into the offertory physically, it's what we put in spiritually. So in that place of deepest decision in our hearts, you know, that place where we choose to love our spouses or our children or our parents, even when at another level they are driving us batty, that place of decision, that place where a priest or a religious chooses to be faithful even when the going is hard, that place, right there, during the offertory, it is there that we have to choose to give everything we have to Christ, to hand ourselves over to the Lord. And if we do that at this Mass, and we'll always do it imperfectly, which is why you get Mass every Sunday, you get to practice every week. If we do this at this Mass, and then at every Mass, Christ will make the inadequate that we can offer enough by making it into himself.